Oregon has had a lot of growth in clean energy generation, increasing 41-fold in the last decade. However, nationally, the increase has been 2 times more. And because the Oregon State Legislature decided not to extend the residential energy tax credit next year, which incentivizes homeowners to install solar panels, that gap could increase. Charlie Fisher with Environment Oregon says already these impressive-seeming growth rates aren't enough to keep up with long-term environmental goals.
If we continue at this pace, by 2050, we'll only get about 53% of our energy nationwide from renewable sources. And we know that we need to get to 100% if we're actually going to prevent the worst consequences of climate change.
While Oregon is ranked in the bottom half of the nation for wind and solar energy, the state is among the top 10 for electric vehicle growth. Fisher says this should be a source of confidence that Oregon is capable of taking renewable energy to the next level. For KLCC News, I'm Francisca Monahan.